All right, all right, all right. Welcome in to Toilets the Titles, episode number 57. It is officially the 1 year podiversary. It's the anniversary of the first time we recorded a podcast as a team. It was May 11th of 2020. Things were a little crazy back then. Things are still a little crazy now, but they were definitely a little crazy back then. And we decided, what the hell, let's get together. Let's make a podcast. Let's try to help some people win some fantasy leagues and let's have some fun while we're doing it. My teammates, my guys here, as always, I got Justin Stevens to my right at JustinFF_. Justin, what's cooking?
I'm doing great. This is kind of fun. It's not something that you really expect to happen when you throw something together like us, because like we've seen so many podcasts that just come and go. So it feels kind of nice to know that we made it a full year, and maybe being quarantined for a lot of that helped, really helped our boredom and helped with our social aspect of our lives a little bit too. So it's been a crazy year.
All right, my other guy right down below, if you're watching on the YouTube, is the Dirt Man, Nate, at Nate_Dirt19. Nate, how are we feeling tonight, my guy?
I'm feeling good. You know, it's been a little while, so it's good to be back. I've been trying to help my wife out as much as I can. She takes care of the kid a lot more than I ever do, so I've been trying to help her out a little bit.
Daddy daycare. I like it, man. Well, yeah. Nate, we're glad to have you. I know Nate, you know, he comes and goes, but he's an original member of this crew. He helped us put this thing together. He's one of the brains behind Toilets the Title. So, Nate, we're glad to have you this evening. Everybody who's listening at home, I do want to let you know, well, you could follow me on the Twitter at Coach Sheps. Justin, thanks for throwing that up there. The Twitter handle for the show is at Toilets the Titles. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on YouTube. We're on Podbean. We're on Spotify. We're on Facebook. We got a Toilets the Titles page. We're going to start up a Patreon soon. We're going to have like a private group on there. You know, we can discuss, you know, your fantasy leagues, whatever. We're going to come up with something cool to kind of try to make it special for you guys, to help you guys out specifically if you help us out. We also got When a Family Breaks. It's another Facebook page that we record live from. Wherever you're listening, if you don't mind, go to our YouTube channel. It's in the show notes, or it's on our Twitter handle. If you check that out, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button to the episodes you're watching, leave us some comments, all that stuff. You know, it helps us out, I guess, towards whatever algorithm that YouTube uses to help push us to the top of whatever fantasy content people are looking for. So that'd be greatly appreciated. Also, if you have us on Apple Podcasts, if you could throw us a review, we're going to start filling Frankenstank. I think we have like over 20 spots to fill for the three Frankenstank leagues we're doing this year. If you want to get in Frankenstank, give us a 5-star review, take a picture of it, DM it to us on Twitter at Toilets the Titles. It's a good and easy way to get in. And before we get into today's show, I have one last formality. Today's episode is brought to you by Primetime Sports Pop, your top source for all major sports content, including DFS, fantasy advice, and great gambling tips. Be sure to head to primetimesportstalk.com to check out their in-depth analysis, exclusive articles, fascinating interviews, and explore the rest of their amazing podcast family. Again, primetimesportstalk.com, your go-to spots for sports content. So, Justin, you're in review. I know you threw down. You went back and you recapped the episodes. So I'm going to let you lead us down this little rabbit hole here about our past year. My homage to the past year is me wearing the same sweatshirt I wore the first episode. I figured that's what I'd do. You went down and recap some of our episodes. So let's do this year in review.
Yeah, so I probably could have went back and tried to look like I did in episode one or do some of the same things, but I was so god-awful in episode one. I went back and watched some of it because, you know, trying to prep for the show, and I cannot believe just how green I was. I thought that by coming on your show a couple of times through Trifocal and being a guest on a couple other shows, you know, I was like, man, I think I'm ready for this. I was not ready for this. That's for sure. But that was episode one. Of course, episode two, right out the gate, you brought in the big guns and you brought in a guest that was a first time guest on our show together.
Our first guest.
Yeah. A longtime friend of yours, Shane P. Hallam, who's now a friend of all of ours and a friend of the show. He came on to talk about rookies, later helped us out immensely with the Frankenstank League, setting all that up and helping us out with the My Fantasy League format and stuff. So yeah, that's right out the gate. You were bringing out the big guns, and I thought, man, this guy, connections. He's connected. Like, yeah, this could be a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I do want to say, when you spoke about episode one and you being green, you were doing your own little podcast thing, and I kind of had to steal you from that. So you were like a free agent, and you know, I had to kind of try to pull you from that. The talks we had to try to put this together, there were some, you know, there were some discussions between the three of us. I don't even really remember, you know, all of the discussions, how it started, but I think I wanted to start something, and I wanted to just, I knew both of you guys are great guys, and I was like, you know, I want to do something, but I don't want to do it by myself. It's hard to do it by myself. So I reached out to you guys, and we had somebody else we were discussing, but that didn't work out, and the three of us came together. And you know, you might have seemed a little green, but I don't know. You've kind of always, I've never felt that. I never felt like I was carrying anybody. Like I felt from day one, you know, it was evenly split. Whenever we're all in the air together, whether it's two of us or three of us, like I always felt like, you know, you guys were in it, and especially, you know, Justin. Day one with the episode 50-50, you know, I felt pretty comfortable chatting with you. And I think that's the vibe, hopefully, that we give off, that it's just a few friends chatting football, occasionally bringing on guests who know a little bit more than us and trying to pick their brain. But that's how it's felt for me.
Yeah, I don't know, Nate. I think he's just trying to make me feel good.
No, it's kind of – I guess when you get a little further, but, you know – I still feel like it's like, oh, you know, I haven't been doing it very long. I said, I think you guys make it pretty easy, pretty smooth. But, you know, it's not that, you know, when we do, it's the first time I came on, or, you know, when we came on together, all three of us, it was like, it's kind of just like how we were talking normally. Now they're just, we're recording it. You know what I mean? So it seems like it just goes pretty smooth. And I think that, you know, I feel like we'd give off that vibe anyways, that, you know, it is just pretty relaxed and laid back, and, you know, three friends talking football.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially once we get into it. My biggest trouble has always been, and always will be, whenever John says, hi, Justin, what's going on today? Or, you know, he tries to introduce me. Like, so many times I have something prepped and ready to go, and I know what I'm going to say. And then as soon as he turns it to me for the first time, it's like, and I have no idea. Great. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, mine is the closeout. Closing the episode is the hardest thing for me. Like, the intro, fine. Like, I could intro, you know, whatever. But when, especially when we have guests and I'm trying to organize saying bye to them and giving them a chance to speak, also allowing them, like, it's hard to, you know, I don't always know if they know I'm trying to get them to say their byes. Like, for me, yeah, the hardest part is always the closing of the show.
Well, I quit doing my close because my close was, you know, just always love each other. But Nate's was so much better than mine that I was like, this is kind of embarrassing because Nate's close put mine the same.
There was definitely a time where you guys were closing it out hardcore. Like you guys, I was, you know, kind of puttering out trying to end this thing. And then finally I got to the point where I would just pass it off to you two. You know, we need to do a cut up at some point of an episode of just you two and your sayings closing out the episode, you know. And then we could probably also do a cut out of just me saying, all right, all right, all right, intro. So we'll have an episode of just my intro and then an episode of just you guys saying your closing sentences.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to keep saying that no matter what anyway, so.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Another year. For at least another year.
Yeah. No, for forever. You know? Doesn't matter.
That first couple of weeks was a little rough for Nate, work-wise, to be able to come on. He was still helping us out immensely behind the scenes, but then we had episode three is when Nate makes his first appearance, so we finally had the whole team together. Then we had our first of many bonus episodes in between episode three and four. So it's kind of early to have a bonus episode, but somewhere just before episode 3, we had come up with this idea for the Frankenstank League. And I'll be honest with you, like, when we first started talking about it and first started thinking about it, I was like, this Frankenstank, man, this is kind of John's vision for this is kind of big. Like, I was thinking, like, there's no way that we're going to be able to get this lifted off before the season starts. And the next thing I know, he's like, let's do a bonus episode where we're talking about this because this thing's going to be huge.
And yeah,
now it's like a huge staple for the show. So it definitely worked out. But I'm thinking after episode 3, we want to have a special episode.
I didn't know it was that early. I can't help it when I get like, you guys, I can't. When I get ideas, I just kind of put them out there, and people will never know the amount of ideas I've had. Because not all of them get brought up, you know, to the sunlight. Like, yeah. a lot of them kind of whatever. But I didn't know it was that early. Yeah. I didn't know we were already talking about Frankenstank episode 3. Like, that's – we were already talking Listener League. Like, that means we had the sense of awareness to know we were going to make it. Like, to already be talking about in-season stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't thinking about failing – shutting it down. We were like, we're gonna be there, and while we're there, we're gonna be doing this, you know?
Right. Yeah. So
I remember just like trying to get your bearings, like talking on all this, or you know, talking on the podcast stuff, and it's like, oh, we're gonna have listeners. It's like, man, hope we got enough listeners to fill this thing. You know what I mean? But you know, it's a blast. I love it. The league's, it's just so much fun.
Yeah. No, you're right though, John. You get that way. So like I'll be driving down the road. Sometimes you'll call and we'll talk or whatever, and then you'll be like, man, that's a great idea. Let's put it on the dock. And half the time I'm like, I know I'm going to forget this before I get home.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good thing we have that dock. That dock's been a lifesaver. Or no, I wouldn't say lifesaver, just like more of a safety net, you know, for us to not forget some certain things.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes I'm a big guy. I need a pretty big net. Let's see. Episode 4. We had a couple of Johns come on, fitting for the show, right? We had John, the great John Lobb, and then, of course, our good friend John Byrne, who's going to be coming on one of our bonus episodes this offseason as well. They joined us to talk about the Scott Fish Bowl 10 because yours truly was able to win a free entry, which, by the way, I don't know if I told you guys or not or if you saw my Twitter post, but I did actually get an actual invite for Scott Fish 11. So I'm nice. Pretty proud of that. Like it wasn't just some random luck of the draw contest like I won last year. So
speaking of which, we got to throw into that doc, our episode doc, Scott Fish Bowl prep. We got to figure out when we're going to do that. So if you're listening, we're going to have a Scott Fish Bowl. Once you know the rules and stuff, we're going to be prepping Justin for his title run. And if Nate's in it, we'll be prepping him for his title run. So Nate's going to get in this. Nate's going to get in. I see it.
We'll see.
I talked Micah Parsons to Dallas into existence. Nate's getting into Scott Fishbowl. Did you apply?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, I was going to check right now.
If you didn't apply, then I can't talk it into existence. So yeah, Nate's getting it.
Just keep hitting that refresh button, Nate.
Exactly.
So since we're on the topic of Scott Fishbowl, most of you already know that the Scott Fishbowl is designed to help raise money and awareness for different charities around the globe. At this point, he's around the world with this, and so just so everybody knows, the charity that I'm going to be working for is called the OMC, the One Nut Club, because I am a testicular cancer survivor, and a couple of buddies of mine that also are testicular cancer survivors are members of this board as well, And so the way I'm going to raise money for the cause is I'm going to do maybe a pick'em or a fantasy league of some kind. I don't know. I'm going to do something this year, and it'll be, you know, small change, $25, $35, something like that. But the money, the proceeds outside of what I use to buy the trophy will all go to the charity. And there is, speaking of the devil, we were just talking about Finn before we came on. About how this was something big that happened this year, Nate. Why don't you go ahead?
Yep. Yeah, this is my son, Finley. My wife and I had our first child about 7.5 months ago.
What up?
So we're doing good. He's having fun. We're, you know, sleeping good some nights.
Sleeping good some nights. Is it mama or dad yet? Which is he saying?
Not much. Not either. Just kind of babbles on about, you know, no words yet, though. We're getting there.
It's coming down the pipe. He's going to surprise you. I can see it in his eye.
Oh, yeah.
Just babbles and grunts like his dad, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. We're That's still awesome. Learning our words.
We still cannot confirm if he is our youngest supporter or not. And maybe we have another new one out there somewhere. But for now, it's the youngest confirmed.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else do we got? What was next after?
Man, we got so many of these. We, you know, like fire through them, whichever ones stand out. I know we had Dabari on episode 5. We were talking ADP rise and fall. Then your boy George, friend of the show, also a Frankenstank member, he made his first appearance, episode 6. After that, Joshua and Fusion FFB make their first appearance, which was kind of foreshadowing because Joshua, we have a bit of a relationship with Fusion FFB because now we got some riders. But actually going into next season, going into last season, we started doing ranks and Joshua was gracious enough to let us put our ranks. We are nobodies. And he let us put our ranks on his website. So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, no. So we still, I even got a tab ready for it because that's a part of our year end, you know, like this last year we've grown a lot, not only the three of us, but we've grown as a show. And then we've grown as a network really, because we have our sister networks and affiliates written down right there. Our boys, Matt and Ben, who came on, they came on just to write for us and put their articles on Fusion or maybe occasionally come on as a guest or whatever. The next thing we know, they want to start up an all Aussie, Australian version of Toyless the Title. So they made us international. So we've got Toyless the Titles down under Dynasty. We're
huge in Australia now.
What's that?
We're huge in Australia now.
Yeah, yeah. And if you look at our map on the Podbean, you can see how the numbers legitimately are growing with the listeners out there on the podcast side. Obviously, we don't get that kind of information on YouTube, or if we do, I have no idea how to look at it. But then we've got, of course, Fusion FFB, which you already mentioned. Joshua's letting us write articles on there the ranks, which should be coming out hopefully within the next couple of months, I would imagine. We're going to be working vigorously on those. Moonlight and Outdoors, my boy Justin, who lets me use his studio whenever I want. And hopefully that network is going to grow even more because he even wants to try to get into doing some editing and stuff for our show to help us out. So that's going to be good. Primetime Sports Talk. You heard the read at the beginning of the show. They share all of our shows and help us out. Of course, your Win a Family Breaks. That's your side hustle, and it's great to have that network because we get a lot of views that way as well. And then I've been able to branch this off into my own little show, the Ball Handler Show, which is still kind of in the mix. And that's actually the whole reason I'm growing out my beard, by the way. I'm growing out my beard just for one little 20 or 30 second skit of one episode that I'm still recording right now. So that's how dedicated I am to my craft.
I thought you were just growing a beard because you wanted to have one like Coach and I do.
Yeah.
No, not at all, because I sleep with a CPAP mask because, you know, that's just, you know, that's what happens when you're unhealthy. But that mask is so itchy on my face. I need to shave it. I need to shave it off, but I still need to record this little skit. And I've got a guest that calls himself the Mountain Man and another one called the Mushroom Man. And so we're going to go out together into the wilderness. So
wait,
I got to
wait a second. Wait, stop.
Yeah. What is that?
Wait a minute. So you have so you have two guests coming on. Yeah. One called the Mountain Man. I'm more interested in the Mushroom Man, to be honest. You got the Mountain Man and the Mushroom Man. But not only are they coming on the show, you guys are going out into the woods together.
Yes.
It's like a Bear Grylls deal.
As far as the viewers know, it's going to look like we were out in the woods together. But I'm not. I can't do it. My back is busted. I'm an old man. I I can't do it. So
the mushroom man might know of a little something that can make you feel better.
It's herbal remedies.
Yeah.
Temporarily.
I can't remember his name for the life of me, but let's say it's Dave, whatever his name is. He has a bait and tackle shop that's right by a big dam at Camp Atterbury, a big water dam at Camp Atterbury here in Indiana. And it's called Dave's Dam Bait Shop.
You got some good damn bait there?
Yeah, some damn good bait.
Do a little damn fishing.
Everybody, go check out the Handler Show if you want to see the Mushroom Man. I do want to mention that, the Fusion FFB rankings. So we had the bathroom board, which we're going to talk about. I guess that was episode 13. We had our first mock draft, which we've been mock draft crazy. So you're probably surprised if you're new to us that it took us 13 episodes to have a mock draft. We went that far. But episode 15, we had the bathroom board. If you're not familiar with that, that's our bets in the off season. When we disagree, throw it on the bathroom board. And then we had a competition, which Justin won, whoever won the most bets, yada, yada, yada. But the Fusion FFB website that Joshua allowed us to put our rankings on, the rankings were a huge part of the bathroom board. You know what I mean? If you had the most accuracy, that was points. And then we were able to use our rankings to, you know, kind of, all right, I rank this guy a little higher than you, so I'm going to bet he's going to be higher, score better than this guy that you have ranked higher. So without that, you know, without being able to do those rankings, it would have drastically affected how we did our bathroom board bets.
Right. Yep. Absolutely.
And so then we talked about college football. We did our preseason predictions. And then we did another bonus episode talking about Frankenstein. So that's the second Frankenstein episode. We did our first ever weekly in-season preview. So then things got real, because if you're, you know, football fans, you know, there's a lull. Like after the NFL draft, like, so free agency, things get, you know, it's dead, then there's free agency. Then it kind of dies down again. Then there's the draft. And then it dies down again and it gets depressing. Like there's a giant hole in my heart after the NFL draft that I had to try to fill. And I felt it with love and family. Then I got to wait. Like, oh, I've been waiting all these months for my team to draft a player. And now, you know, now what do I do? Now what do I hope for? But around training camp, things pick up again. And but then when you make it to the season, it's like, yes, we're here. So that was a big deal, making it to the first in-season episode. Do you guys have any thoughts on the transition we made from off-season to in-season?
I thought it was pretty smooth. I mean, it seemed like it just kind of flowed right in and we were off and running. And, you know, like I said, I've enjoyed the heck out of, you know, in season. It was fun to, you know, talk a little trash to each other when we played. And especially with, you know, with Frankenstein, made it even better.
I will admit that I didn't, this is one thing that I didn't know about podcasting a fantasy football show, is that once the season starts, the podcasting side gets a lot easier. It's so much more work in the off season. I never would have imagined it, but you get into that rhythm and you have the same structure. You're hitting the same points every single week, and the only thing that really changes are some injuries and some names. And for the most part, it's a lot smoother. So that was interesting to me.
The in season, you know, it's fun and it's easier, but it's also, you know, the repetitiveness, you know, I like the freshness of the off season, you know, like I like that things are changing and thing, you know, the in season, it does get a little stagnant from the recording side because, you know, it's the same thing every week, but I guess by the time it comes around, we're begging for it. You know what I mean? We can't wait. Right. So, all right. Then after that, I had Sven on, Anthony Reiner, went to high school with, who's now with the Rum Boys. He came on. Kyle, he used to be a member of the Fantasy Football Fellas. He came on, and we had our Halloween special. So that was our first holiday special. Do you have any memories? I don't even remember the Halloween special.
Yeah. So you wore a wolf hoodie of some kind.
Yeah. And, my daughter's wolf hoodie.
Yeah, and I had a cowboy hat, and we had Linda on that episode.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
We didn't tell her we were getting dressed up.
Yeah. We kind of goofed her on that one, but
we let her down.
Yeah, we did.
Man, Okay, so then we had Clock Dodgers was on. Neil was on for the first time after that. Then we discussed the MLO Network. Then Kyle Bellefuel, he didn't come on for the first time until episode 37, and he's been pretty consistent since then. He's going to be coming on Friday night. We're going to be doing IDP two-round rookie. So rookies, IDP only, mock two rounds. So come check that out, especially if you're in ID league, IDP league. There's going to be a lot of great content in there. Man, Peter Schultz came on. That was huge. Episode that you got from D1 college football player Peter Schultz. That was a lot of fun. And then Peter owned me in that episode. I forget what happened, but I said something. I was joking around, and he owned me. Oh. He snapped back at me. He put me in my place.
And that was something about, like, I want to say something with, like, offensive linemen playing chess and checkers, and the DBs are just out running around or something.
Yeah.
Something like, I feel like it was something along those lines, but it was pretty funny.
He got me. He got me good.
He's a good dude.
You have to go check out that episode if you want to find out how I got owned.
Yeah.
Probably wrong, so. And we can thank my son up at IU for that one, for becoming friends with him through his work. Peter is actually a customer of his at his work, so he used to come in all the time, and they got to know each other and exchange phone numbers, and luckily we were able to get him.
Man, we could also thank your son for this logo.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
David killed it.
Yeah. So my wife is trying to remind me right now, so I better mention it, that the evolution part of it was her idea. She mentioned something about evolving from, you know, the toilet to the title, and the evolution part. So she has, for those of you that don't remember from a couple episodes, she is our executive producer here. So she just put that in the little earpiece here to let me know, to give her some kind of a boost there. And then David went ahead and reprinted it up for us. So yeah,
she crushed it. She crushed it with that idea. David crushed it. Steven's family brought it home with that. So we're grateful. We're grateful. Then we had Daddy's home. He came on for the first time. We discussed When a Family Breaks, where I got all these cards I'm selling, helmets I'm selling. I still got this Rondale Moore helmet, Trey Lance helmet, Micah Parsons, Rashad Bateman. I got Kyle Pitts signed photo, Trevor Lawrence. Reach out to me.
There's no way you're getting rid of the Micah Parsons stuff.
Probably not. Probably not. He's a dog, dude. He's a dog.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited to watch him.
It's going to be fun. Fly around.
Got character concerns, but he'll punch you in the mouth. Consistent.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Well, if you're Jason Garrett, it does. We didn't draft a guy with a single character concern throughout the whole Jason Garrett era, so it's definitely interesting that we drafted two in a row. The kid from Kentucky, the defensive back, I heard a lot of things about him as well. So we'll see how he ends up in Dallas. They're comparing him to Pac-Man Jones, so I'm a little nervous about that. But after that,
Pac-Man Jones back in West Virginia
days. He's a baller. He could ball, but not very trustworthy. You couldn't depend on
him. Not off the field.
Man, so after that, we had the Rum Boys on. Robbie and Bogard came on. We did our Super Bowl preview. That was a lot of fun. Then we did Super Bowl morning, Senior Bowl recap. Then we had Ben. So then after this, season's over. What do we do when the season's over? Do we shut it down? No. Like, now we were talking, like, when did we start talking about adding on?
I think it was like 3 days before Ben joined.
It was pretty quick. It was like, hey, this is a good idea. Then, hey, here we go. Number one's in. So it was quick.
Yeah. I was like, you know, let's expand. Like, let's loosen. Not that there's a lot of work, but I think it'd be a lot more fun if we could eliminate some of the responsibility and spread it out a little bit so we could still have fun, kind of loosen the load, expand a little bit, create more content. Ben, you know, he had been like, he was in Frankenstein. He constantly interacting. That's the theme you're going to notice between all the guys that we brought on, all listeners of the show, all great dudes, all, you know, enjoy this stuff like we do. Again, it's just, again, like the vibe that I said with episode one, like just friends talking football. So Ben joined. He's been great. After that, Josh Crocker came on, talked best ball with you. And then after that, Matt joined, Matt Hatton, at @FF_doormat. He joined the crew. Another guy, never wrote before. So Ben never wrote before. Both of them tried their hand at writing, never podcasted before. They're hopping on podcasts. Now they got their own show. So this was like, what, 2 months ago, if that? And now all of a sudden they got titles down under Dynasty. They're bringing on guests. They had AJ Jansen from Aussie Guys on. So like, but that's a big guest. Huge following. They have like 17,000 followers, the Aussie Guys. So they're doing work. Then we had Rich come on. Dude, Rich is a day one. Like Rich is day one, like, you know, ride or die. He's with the crew through and through. He bleeds toilets to titles. So we're blessed to have him. He's been in every single chat. I don't think there's been an episode where he hasn't been in the chat.
Yeah, and even when he's on the show, he's chatting in the private chat. But no, Rich though, the reason we had to bring him on though is that he's such a go-getter. Like he's ready. He wants to do it. And just a little teaser for those of you that did not see him. If you don't follow him on Twitter, you need to follow him on Twitter so you can watch his bathroom break episodes. He's doing these quick little 5 minute or shorter bathroom break episodes. And I don't know how many people can take a bathroom break in less than 5 minutes, but they're really nice little episodes. And pretty soon they're going to be their own little show, their own little, another affiliate of ours, I guess you could say, another sister show or a branch of our show. So yeah, I'm excited for him. He's coming on strong.
And then after that, Indroppables came on. We had fun with them. Then we had our first ever on-air Frankenstein League Rules meeting. That was episode 51. If you've heard a lot about Frankenstein tonight, go watch episode 51, listen to it, and then when you like what you hear, because you're going to like what you hear, reach out to us and get in this league because there's space for you. It's going to be a lot of fun. We went from one league. We're doing three, but they're all going to be tied together. You'll hear that. They're all going to be playing against each other, multiple copies. Then next year, who knows, eight, might be eight. And then there's a rock, paper, scissors competition. You can hear about all of this. So go listen to episode 51, getting Frankenstein. All right. That's the first ever Frankenstein League's Rules meeting with the new guys. All of the new guys of which were in the original Frankenstein. So not only are they new team members, they were in Frankenstein, so they could tell us objectively, you know, how they thought about it. And then we could change the rules. So after that, we got another member. Tell everybody about Dirty Jobs, Mike. We were lucky to get him, man. He's a big time addition. So that was a power play. That was a toilets and titles power play.
That was all just crazy good luck, good fortune for us. He was with Sleeper
Wire. You're selling yourself short, man. You're selling yourself short. It's not all luck.
No, I'm saying the timing of it was just luck. The fact that, because he was with Sleeper Wire for like 5 years or something like that. And high up there too. Like he was like the second or third man in charge up there at Sleeper Wire. And they've got a pretty big network. They're renting out some kind of a big ass mansion for the convention that we're going to up there. Like they're rolling and I have nothing against Sleeper Wire at all. That's why I'm talking them up right now. They're a good network over there.
Were you just going to call them out? Like they're like, we're the Jets and the Sharks.
No. I love them over there. I mean, because our boy George.
Boy George, there we go. Okay.
He's over there with Sleeper Wire and he puts out incredible content, especially with his Break from the Grind show, which isn't even about football or fantasy football at all. So listen to Break from the Grind for sure. But yeah, no, they're good people over there. And it was just time for him for a change. And he was leaving. And then whenever he was leaving, and we were still trying to find somebody with that it factor that could really level us up, you know, always looking to try to level up. I saw that opportunity and I thought, man, there's no way he's going to step back and go back to another small show after being with a big network like that. But that's why you shoot your shot. That's why you shoot your shot. And I shot my shot and fortunately, we were very fortunate that he said yes. And now we've got him.
Man, there's a lot going on in the background too, you know, with him now, like ideas. He's an idea guy and it's great to have that. You know, and he's not afraid to throw stuff out there. So we're gonna have a lot of stuff coming down the pipe, just different things than we had last season because of these new additions. But so after he joined the team, we came on episode 52, episode 53. We had Waldman on, great episode. Then we did a full episode, first round NFL drafts. That was the first, like that was, you know. Not that I don't know how many viewers we had, but we had fun because it was all of us just sitting there watching the NFL draft together. And it's kind of, it was very COVID-esque because a lot of, you know, everyone's Zooming right now, right? So it wasn't even like we were doing a podcast. It was like just some buddies reacting to the NFL draft. What were you guys' thoughts on that live stream?
I didn't get in there until the end doing some, you know, kids stuff. Got in there before my Packers made their sweet pick. But it was, you know, I got to watch kind of throughout the night. I had YouTube going on my phone and stuff like that, listening to you guys. And I could tell it was just a ton of fun. And then I was pumped when I finally was able to get on there for the last, you know, little bit of it or whatever. And, you know, like you said, it didn't feel like, you know, oh, we're recording or whatever. It just, like I said, it was like Zoom and guys, you know, just friends hanging out that, you know, couldn't really get together or whatever. So.
Yeah, no, I liked it. You said you didn't know if anybody was actually watching it or not, but we had 45 views for it altogether. So, I mean, somebody else liked it, unless just all of us watched it several times, but which is possible. I'm not saying that I don't do that. but what I liked about it is we had Matt in Australia enjoying something that he's enjoyed for a couple decades now, like several decades now. And then across the opposite end of the world, we're watching the same thing. And then we had somebody from another show, Joshua was on with us. And we had Rich, who was watching the draft with his son in the room, which was so cool. Like, and then of course I was playing with my awesome backgrounds. So like, it was just a lot of fun, you know. It was a bunch of guys watching the draft together, where otherwise without any other setting, we wouldn't have been able to do that. So it was a lot of fun.
We'll do that again next year. So stay tuned for that. We're going to do year two, Toyota Titles NFL Draft. All right. And then after that, what's that?
Save the date.
Save the date. We don't know when the NFL draft is, but when we find out, save the date.
It's April. I should know this. It's in Vegas.
They already announced it, huh? So Nate, he's a numbers guy.
Well, maybe just it may just be 2022, but it's
speaking of announcements, tomorrow morning, the NFL schedule is coming out.
I thought it was tomorrow night, 8 p.m.
Tomorrow night, maybe.
whatever. Morning, night, yeah.
Whatever. No one made it to this end of the episode anyway. They probably cut out a few minutes ago. So after all that, Toilets the Titles down to Dynasty, they made their debut with guest Mark Bold, and they had another episode with AJ Jansen. And that's out, so you can find those on the YouTube stream, the Podbean channel. And that does it for, you know, recap in year one. But Rich is talking about the NFL draft. If you're not watching live, just saying he got to watch the Raiders have an A-plus draft with the Falcons. Yes, he did. According to Rich, every player on the Raiders is going to have a monster season. So buy all the Raiders.
And every draft with Mike Mayock is an A-plus draft. No offense, Rich.
And every really good free agent is going to the Raiders.
Yeah. That's the best.
We have learned this.
By the way, the Down Under Dynasty show, give it a listen. It's good stuff. It's fun to listen to. Yeah. I've been, you know, enjoying listening to those guys, especially when Ben talks about how much he likes Tua. I can't wait to get to rub that bathroom board bet in his face, but that's for another day.
I love that show so much that sorry, you were cutting out. I didn't know. Are you good? I love that show so much that I had my wife change the voice on my Siri phone to the Australian accent.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you should have your wife do it too. They're really good.
I'm doing it.
They're really good with phones.
Oh, yeah. Justin, have your wife text his wife and make sure his wife knows how to do it. All right.
Got it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, though, you know, listening to their show, you know, they've been doing a segment, you know, where they talk about, you know, how they fell in love, like how they learned about football. You know what I mean? And it's been really interesting hearing, you know, when these guys started liking football, how, and then not only that, then how did they go about watching it? And AJ last week was talking about how he used to have to like record the audio, the audio of the game. He let the game play while he was sleeping, and then he would go back and listen to the cassette of the game. Like, how
– that's awesome.
If you think you love football, like, that's a whole nother level. Like, he had to fight to just listen to a game. You know what I mean? So it's been really interesting hearing their perspective. So I agree, Nate. Yeah, I definitely great. Think you guys should go out and listen to their stuff, because that's some great content. I'm looking forward to their shows in the future. But Justin, you put a list of some people you want to give some special thanks to.
Yeah.
So why don't we roll through this as we wrap this thing up?
Yeah, I'll roll it out real quick. First, the special thanks to the Frankenstein Attenders, Bill and Chris, Christofko, Justin Toe, Steve Evans, who was the Uncle Steve's spare part. I wanted to say the names too. The Christofkos were the Swanksville Gingers, because Frankenstein, and there's nothing more scary than a ginger. Am I right, Nate?
Yeah, it's just the beard. Look, see, the hair's brown.
Justin Toe's team name was Vlad the Impaler. George Reed, Shane P. Hallam, and Mark Bull didn't really have creative team names. We'll work on that this next season. And then, Joshua's team name was the Demonic Infusion.
Very scary.
Yeah, and of course, Mike Jernigan, your former co-host, was our league champion for the first ever inaugural Frankenstank League. And his monster team consisted of, and after I wrote this, I went back and looked at it. It does not look like that impressive of a roster, but he was rolling with it. So he definitely had the formula. So we'll have to have him on again to talk about the new Frankenstank before the draft to try to get some of his pointers. But Russell Wilson, Philip Rivers, Carson Wentz, Aaron Jones, Zeke Elliott, Kareem Hunt, David Johnson, Miles Gaskin, Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, Cole Beasley, Curtis Samuel, Tyler Boyd, Jameson Crowder, Travis Kelce, and Mark Andrews. And the only reason that doesn't sound super super exciting is because this is a league where you can steal other people's players when you beat them. So you would think that he would just have this amazing roster, but evidently he had another plan, and it worked for sure. And then I also want to roll out the special thanks to all of the guests of the show, just in case we missed any of them up above. And I'm going to give out their Twitter handles here. We have at Shane P. Hallam, at Gridiron School, Scholar 91, which is John Lobb. You know what? I'm just going to put this in the descriptions. How about that?
And I'll put it in the show notes. So I'll list their names, but if you want to follow them. So Shane Hallam, John Lobb, John Byrne, John DeBarry, George Reed, Joshua Bigby, Bob Harris, Mike Jernigan, MJ Hurley, Fantasy Sven, Anthony Reiner, Kyle August, Neil Maligno, Kyle Bellafuel, Peter Schultz, Mike, Daddy's Home, Robbie Johnson and Bogard, Josh Crocker, Andrew Mackins, Michael Duncan, Matt Waldman, Mark Bull, AJ Jansen, and Linda Lyons, like Dandelions, right? That's her Twitter handle. So it's Linda, but Linda Lyons. So those were the guests, man. That's everybody we had. So I'll put all those in the show notes so you can go back, follow all them, check out our content, subscribe, YouTube channel, like, comment. If you got Apple Podcasts, throw us a review, 5-star, take a picture of it, DM it to us on Twitter. And then that's a quick way to get into Frankenstank League. Go back and listen to episode 51 to see what Frankenstank is all about, so you'll know what you're getting yourself into, guys. It's over. Year's over. A new year begins. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, Justin, me and your teams do a little bit better this season. Nate, both of your teams did great last season. So hopefully my team does a lot better this year and your guys' teams aren't doing as good as fun. Well, we can all have fun. We can all have fun, but yeah. Hopefully I'm having more fun this year than I did last year.
All right. And the executive producer here, quick shout out to the wives that tolerate all of our schedules. Yes. We did a very piss poor job of wishing them a happy Mother's Day on Saturday. That completely falls on us. As men, we should be ashamed of ourselves. But so big thank you to the wives for their support, and happy belated Mother's Day.
Happy belated Mother's Day. We appreciate all of you listening, and all of the new listeners, the old listeners, friends of the show, all you guys. Thank you so much. We didn't have viewers or listeners. We'd have no reason to do this. We could just be calling each other instead of recording it, editing it, posting it. We could just be doing all this via Zoom or phone call. So we really do appreciate you. We want to say thank you. We look forward to the coming year. Hopefully we can help you win some leagues, win some money, win some hardware, and let's win together. Toss the titles.